Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Motivational Monday. Today we're going to begin looking at the answer to three questions. I pose these for us. Am I looking? Am I logging? Is it lasting? Let me repeat those. Am I looking? Am I logging? Is it lasting? Dear Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to us from your word. It's in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have been sharing some of the YouVersion 1-year Bible plan daily readings with you, and just sharing with you how I am exploring it, what I am receiving, what questions I am having, and how the truth of God's word is meeting me. So when I read these passages from this day's plan, those were the three questions I wrote down in my journal asking myself. Am I looking? Am I logging? Is it lasting? Now, let's look at how those questions came about. First of all, we're in Isaiah 6 and 7, and the theme for those chapters is that the only hope of the world is bound up in one man, the promised king, the servant of the Lord, the anointed preacher of the gospel, the savior of this world, Jesus. So we are centering ourselves again on Yahweh is salvation, which remember we said is what Isaiah, the name, means. So let's start in chapter 6. Let's look first at verse 3. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Let's cross-reference that to Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Truth of infinite God, always was, still is, always will be. Let's look at Hebrews 4:16. Let's just stay in this vein for a minute and saturate ourselves. Hebrews 4:16. Listen as I read this over us. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let's look at Exodus 15:11. We are just really wanting to surround ourselves with scripture to get this first point in. Exodus 15:11. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? And let's look at one last one. 1 Samuel 2:2. 1 Samuel 2:2. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you. There is no rock like our God. I hope we can establish from the truth of God's word that God is holy. God is infinite. God is powerful. God is majesty. So the first question again that I had posed for myself that I'm sharing with you is, am I looking? And what I mean by that is, am I daily looking for evidence from the truth of God's word that my God is holy, my God is powerful? Am I looking, craving, seeking, pursuing his character and his attributes? Because the more and more and more I see the Lord, and it establishes my firm foundation in the belief of who God is. The more I have established a foundation of faith. So are you looking? How often are you looking? How are you looking? Let's look at another scripture. Let's go to Isaiah 7, verse 9. If you are not firm in faith, you will not be firm at all. Let's cross-reference that with Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. What that reminds me is that if I don't have that firm faith established as foundation of who I know and believe God is, then I will waver in trying to explain things for myself. If I don't trust Him, then the only other option is I'm trusting in myself or the world, and that is going to fail. And you may have heard me say it before, but if you hold up the fingers of your hand and think of the question words, who, what, why, where, when, what the verse in Proverbs is saying is trust in the who with all your heart. Trust in the who. And do not lean into the questions of why is this happening? When is this going to happen? How is this going to happen or where? You've got to let those go. But when four fingers are being led to you by your own feelings, emotions, or the world's lies, and only one finger is pointing to God, it's hard. But that is what firms up our foundation. So again, my first question is, how are you looking to establish the firm foundation of faith by knowing that you know that you know who God is? And secondly, how are you logging, writing it down? I am a huge advocate of writing it down. How are you logging, whether it is your feeling or whether it's a lie from Satan versus whether it's a truth from God's word? Because we cannot be led by emotions. We cannot be led by feelings. We cannot be led by doubt. We have to be led by our devotion and dedication and our diligence in God. And how do we find that? We seek and pursue the truth and the evidence from God's word. And then let's turn to Psalm 53, 1 through 6. Psalm 53, 1 through 6. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. Wow. So my question is it lasting? Is your looking and your logging lasting? Because what God is looking for is children that are seeking after Him. And I don't know about you, but my goal is to be found in pursuit, period. I am not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I don't have my life mapped out, because I can only day by day seek to remain in the palm of God's hand. I can only day by day look for the attributes of my God, log my own thoughts and reactions, and align myself only to God's truth and not to the world's lies. That's what's lasting. I have to believe in Him, I have to belong to Him, and then I have to behave like the daughter of the King He has called me to. That's what He's asking each of us to do. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, just trying to give you further encouragement. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, let's start with, this is Paul speaking, and let's start with verse 9. But he said to me, and the he is the Lord, talking to Paul in a vision, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That's what God said to Paul. My grace is enough. Because Paul had had an affliction. He was basically, if you look in verse 8, pleading with the Lord that that affliction should leave him. And the vision that came to him was God telling him, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. I'm telling you, I'm not going to remove this affliction right now, but I am promising you, my grace is sufficient for you in this affliction. So then, if you keep reading in verse 9 into verse 10, Paul says, wow, that just totally changed my perspective. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10, for the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses. I'm content with insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities. For I basically just figured out the secret to life. When I am weak, God is strong. When I am weak, God is strong. So it reminded me that instead of praying our way out of problems, that God's perspective is, pray me into your problem. Just make sure that you're always aligning, looking for who I am, logging what you're thinking and feeling, give it space. But when you put those up side to side, recognize, wow, yes, you are in a problem right now in this season, but look at who I am. I am holy. There is none other like your God. I was, I am, and I always will be. So don't doubt me. Don't question me. Don't be impatient with me. Trust me. Let that firm up the foundation of your faith. And recognize, like Paul had to come to reason with, that in your weakness, I can show up. I can be seen in your weakness if we continue to give him the glory and the honor and the praise in our problems. If we speak to God and to others of him while we're in the middle of it, we don't have to wait till we get to the other side to say, wow, God showed up. In the middle of our problem, we can say, I have a weakness, but I am trusting God with it. You can ask people to pray for you in that weakness, still giving glory and honor to God. You can pray for others in their weakness, still continuing to give all glory and honor to God. It's being disciplined enough that despite our human emotions, we look in Scripture to see who he is. And I am an advocate of journaling. So when I journal the truth of God's word, there is a place and space for us to write down the attributes and the characteristics and the evidence of God's power and promise. Then there is a space for us to log what we are going through, what we are thinking, but by knowing God's attributes, we know what we can claim from him in our weakness. So if I am devoid of hope in a situation, I can pray and ask my God of hope to help me. If I am lacking patience, I can pray to my God of faithfulness and patience to help me. If I am lacking love for someone, go to the God of love. If I am lacking peace, I can go to the author of peace. So are you looking for who he is? Are you logging where you are right now? And is your faith firm enough And do you understand that His grace is sufficient enough that He is what is lasting? He is everlasting. He can get us through it if we just choose, and it's our choice, the perception that He is the influence over us, and our only responsibility is to dwell in Him. And by dwelling in Him, I simply go and meet with Him in His Word. That's what firms up my foundation. So I offer you the opportunity to be disciplined as a disciple of Christ. What is your path? What is your plan? And who is walking that walk out with you? May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.